We was camped at the bend at the head of the Cimarron, and along come a stranger, he stopped to argue some. Well, he looked so very foolish, we began to look around. We thought he was a greenhorn, had just escaped from town. He said he'd lost his job out on the Santa Fe, and he's heading across the prairie for to strike the old FD. How come he did not say? Some trouble with the boss, and he asked if he could borrow a nice fat saddle horse. Well, this tickled all the boys to death. They laughed right up their sleeves. Oh, you can have a fine horse, fresh and fat as you please. And Shorty grabbed a lariat, and he roped the zebra dun. And the boys, they all gathered round, waited for the fun. Now old Dunny was an outlaw, he had grown so very wild. And he could paw the moon down, boys, he could jump a mile. Until he was saddled and all ready for to go, old Dunny stood stock still as if he did not know. When the stranger hit the saddle, old Dunn, he quit the earth, and he's traveled right straight upwards for all that he was worth. A wailin' and a squealin' and havin' wall-eyed fits, with his hind feet perpendicular and his front feet in the bits. Well, he thumped him in the shoulder, and he spurred him when he whirled, and he hollered to the punchers, "I'm the wolf of the world." And when he was dismounted, his feet once more on ground, well, we knowed he was a thoroughbred and not a gent from town. And the boss, who had been standing by, watching of the show, he walked up to the stranger and he said, "You need not go. If you can toss a lariat like you rode the zebra dun, you're the man that I've been looking for since the year one. And there's one fine thing and a sure thing I have learned since I was born. Not every educated feller is a plum greenhorn."